WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. Donald Trump likes his chances to get back to the White House.
It just seems that the conservatives are voting very powerfully.
The former president, after he voted in South Florida. Some 81 million people voted early. First-timer Parker Stroman waited until today to do it in Charlotte.
I woke up pretty early. I knew it opened at 6:30, but I don't have it in me to wake up at 6:20. So I just woke up a little later, and then I just came over.
Caleb Webb voted in Marietta, Georgia.
I know for a fact that, like, Kamala is going for reproductive rights, and I have a lot of women in my life that are very important to me, so I just wanted to support them and make sure I got that vote out there.
CBS News contributor Sam Vinograd on keeping the election safe.
Law enforcement across the country has been training in the first instance to try to figure out whether a threat is credible, to evacuate places quickly, do a sweep, make sure they're secure.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff, who represented parts of the city's east side, has died at the age of 41. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating his death as an apparent suicide, though no official cause has been released. City and state leaders, including Milwaukee's mayor and the governor, have offered condolences and have shared memories of Brostoff's public service. There's no class for MPS kids today. Milwaukee Public Schools has announced that all schools will be closed for Election Day. The closure affects all MPS facilities. Many are voting locations, and they do remain open for voting. The district says keeping kids home is to ensure student and staff safety and to reduce traffic congestion. Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at waukradio.com.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people in different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A dreary and soggy day today, with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba here in the world headquarters of Civic Media on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, in our Wisconsin Decides 24 election headquarters and our beautiful, palatial desk, thanks to our wonderful engineers and set designers. I am here tonight with my co-anchors for the evening. Going to start off the evening at 6 p.m. on Civic Media tonight with the wonderful, the talented host of Matt Nair On Air, Miss Jane Matt Nair. How are you tonight? This afternoon, Jane?
I'm good, Todd. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Always great to be with you in person. And, of course, the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 right here on Civic Media from Courier News Service, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Patrick, welcome down south.
I'm going back up north with this desk. I'm putting an outboard on it because it is nearly the size of my pontoon. This is a beautiful piece of wood right here. I can't wait.
It's fantastic.
Put a tiki bar right about here on it.
That works, man.
Yeah. Might be our theme tonight. Who knows?
Right, exactly. It is the 5th of November. It is, of course, Tuesday. It is Election Day. And, yes, it is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in Madison upstairs, by the way. Zomers said this to me on the way down. Zomers is above us in our main studio.
Right.
We're downstairs. And he goes, have fun in the basement. And I thought, this is the ultimate man cave or person cave down here.
It is.
You got TVs.
Yep.
You got snacks. You got nice seats.
All we need is a couch.
Probably one back
there's
here.
There might be one back there.
You can just take the couch from up here, the J.D. Vance couch.
Why'd you say that?
We can bring that down here. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mr. Zomers, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Of course, he'll be with us all evening tonight with our great producers and engineers to get this broadcast underway. A little bit later on this hour, I'm very excited about this, guys. My friends Jonathan and Allison Klein, who I worked with at the Capitol for years, I remember when their oldest child, their daughter Lauren, was born.
Oh, my.
It was 18 years ago, 2 days ago, and she is a first-time voter today.
Oh, nice.
And she's going to join us via phone from her school
at
19 after.
That's great.
So Lauren Klein will be here as a first-time voter. Also at the bottom of the hour, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, great governor, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. And then at 1:30, Luke Mathers called up and said, you want Ed Helms tomorrow for the office? So I said, sure, why not? So Ed Helms, we think he's going to call in. We'll see.
Cool.
Sure.
But
start calling you Hollywood.
I just show up and they tell me who to interview. But right now, I'm so excited to have both of you on the set. People who are regular watchers, listeners of the show, Jane and Pat, in all seriousness, are broadcasting legends of the state. Jane, you spent
so
years.
Old.
I didn't mean that way. You spent years in Milwaukee radio, big station in Southwest Wisconsin before joining here at Civic Media. And Pat, you spent years at WEAU up at television up there in the Eau Claire area. Mm-hmm. So honored to have both of you on the set tonight. Jane, you're going to start it out at 6 with Pete Swaba.
Yes. And we have all kinds of guests. Civic Media's got reporters all over the state, some in some of the headquarters of some of the candidates. So we're going to be hearing what the vibes are like as the evening gets underway. And Earl Ingram also, who's got the Earl Ingram Show from 8 to 10 across Civic Media. He had a sit down with a divided panel.
Oh, wow.
Recently. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to hearing Earl and the takeaways from that meeting. They've turned it into a podcast. I'm sure you can find it on Civic Media. But I'll be curious to hear what the supporters of Donald Trump still think, why they are still supporting him.
Yeah, that is a good question for sure from everybody. Jane, Pete Swaba, and Earl from 6 until 8. And then at 8 o'clock, Pat Kreitler will be here at the desk with me at least until sometime into the evening, Pat.
Sometime into the wee smalls. I'm sure we'll figure out a proper time for me to go get a little bit of shut-eye before the 6 a.m. radio show. Mm-hmm. If I even show up at all, I heard you can't wait to upstage me. You were asking what kind of suit and tie, and I'm like, I got this. I stopped wearing suits when I stopped anchoring the news all those years ago, and so I can't wait to see what kind of a fashion plate you're bringing to the
it's
situation.
It's just a jacket
here.
And a shirt. You know,
plus the birthday boy.
Yes, our wonderful and talented Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, and also the founder and, of course, the ongoing writer of the Recombobulation Area. His Recombobulation Area is right
separate
there.
Separate desk, which, by the way, has now been turned into a catch-all. It's basically currently a junk drawer.
But unfortunately,
Dan,
yes.
If you're listening, they'll get it cleaned off in time.
Which our chief engineer, Corey Hartman, is like, what the heck are these guys doing to our beautiful set over here? Look, he's going to give us a shot. There it is.
That's the Dan Schaefer corner.
Yes, yep. The Dan Schaefer recombobulation area. So looking forward to that. And you know, speaking of, you know, I do like to do my homework on occasion.
Oh, look
here
at you
go, folks. Here was my homework last night.
Good
heavens.
Yeah. No, I mean, I did this on our tour around the state at night to kind of go through and make some highlights and edits of different races around the state.
Which printer did you use for the Encyclopedia Britannica?
I can't
over
remember.
There?
I can't
okay.
remember.
It's the one that needs toner now.
No kidding.
But if you would like to be as caught up as all of us here at Civic Media, you don't have to print it out. Save a tree. You could go to civicmedia.us and go to the recombobulation area. And Dan Schaefer has a comprehensive election preview. And guys, I think that might be one of the underreported stories. At least I'll point to myself on this. I don't think maybe we've talked about it on our show enough. I know the two of you have. The Wisconsin legislature, particularly the assembly, Jane, could be up for grabs tonight.
Yeah, we had Dan on our show earlier this morning. For the first time in so many of these races, there are actually Democrats running. Mm-hmm. And when the map, before the maps have been changed, well, why even bother? Why would you even put a candidate up and put money into it and all the time into it? And now there are viable races in, I believe, every assembly race.
Every assembly race, yeah.
And so this is the first opportunity Wisconsinites have had in a really long time to make some change where I think we're all just tired of nothing getting done.
Well, remember, this is the legislature where Republican leadership put them on a 9-month vacation for the Senate, a 10-month vacation for the assembly.
Yes.
They've been getting paid all this time for doing nothing, and now the voters finally get a chance to do what they did back in 2006. The year that I was elected to the state Senate was when there were some assembly districts, especially in Southwest Wisconsin, hadn't gone for a Democrat in 100 years.
No kidding.
It was that kind of a swing election, and depending on how some of these candidates are running their races, you could see something similar to that tonight.
Pat Kreitler, your former House, the state Senate, not up necessarily for a flip tonight, but there are a couple of important races, particularly the Fox Valley.
Yes, there are. And well, you got, did you print out the entire internet over there? So you'll be tracking the races there that, again, it doesn't have to be flipping control necessarily.
Right.
Closing those margins, putting a little bit of pressure on colleagues who might be up for re-election next year to not take such an extreme position might mean things actually get done in the legislature next year. I'm sure Governor Tony Evers would love to see that because there are things that are so horribly overdue.
And I think it's an opportunity for some of these people who have been in office for a really long time to explore new avenues and learn new skills.
I love that.
And just try a different path. You might find your fulfillment in a completely different line of work.
Reach out. Explore
new avenues.
It's
a positive aspect.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. Give us a couple of keys, the both of you. I mean, Jane, you're based out of the Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha area. You've spent your life broadcasting down there. You know it very well. Pat, you're from up north, literally, just up north of Highway 29, the Chippewa Valley area up there. It could be your individual areas or across the state. Jane, you, then Pat, what are things you're looking for tonight?
I'm looking for turnout. I'm keeping an eye on turnout. I think it's been interesting already this morning, NBC News reporting, and granted, you can't put all your eggs in this basket, but 53% of women have voted early.
Yes.
And that is going to be very impactful. We were taking texts over the course of my show, people just talking about the voter turnout in their areas. In Richfield, for example, John texted in and said normally he's between number 80 and number 120. This morning he was number 480.
Wow.
That's significant.
Yes.
Small area. And granted, I think there were fewer absentee ballots that went out this time because we're not in the throes of a global pandemic right now. Remember that?
Yeah.
And so the absentee ballots, maybe not so much, but the kind of turnout we're seeing today, I think, is very encouraging.
Pat Kreitlow, what are you looking for tonight?
In the Chippewa Valley, you've got competitive assembly races again, finally, but that works both ways. For example, in Eau Claire, Democrat Jody Emerson had a very safe district because when they gerrymandered the maps, they just said City of Eau Claire, that's the district, and then everything else around it was Republican. Well, now those districts have been broken up, so you have Democrats who are competitive in the 92nd and 93rd, but so is Jody Emerson in the 91st, mm-hmm. having a Republican opponent that has some name ID. So when we talk about control of the assembly, you've got a cluster of three races right there that will tell you if new maps have indeed made a difference to make these races and the assembly chamber more competitive.
2 minutes left, guys. Just over that. Give me your takes on the 3rd, the 8th, and the 1st congressional district, Jane.
I think that the Derek Van Orden KSTP ad that he just ran, mm-hmm. if enough people see that, Rebecca Cook will win. Right. I'm sorry, and I am genuinely concerned about that man, mm-hmm. and I hope that his family surrounds him with love, because I don't think he's well.
Yeah. Again, I don't know how competitive the 3rd and 8th will be, but again, as somebody who was there in 2006, if ever districts are going to swing, this is the time they're going to do it. Kristen Lierley is the absolute best possible candidate
yes.
you could ever want in that Northeast Wisconsin 8th Congressional District. Becca Cook has been a fundraising juggernaut in the 3rd District. The 1st, less competitive, you know, with Brian Stile. He's got the incumbency. Peter Barca, of course, you know, has name ID, but doesn't have nearly the funds and the nature of the district, the makeup of the district compared to Stile. So it'll be a tough row for him to hoe. But again, nothing's impossible today. We're in new territory.
And we may have Peter Parker actually joining us a little bit later on in the show, so that'll be exciting to talk to him a little bit. I think the narrative, as you said, Trigg Olson and I have spent the last 6 days going predominantly in the 3rd Congressional District, Western Wisconsin, across Central, then some time in the 8th in the Fox Valley and Green Bay. I agree with you, Pat. I mean, if Dr. Lierley can't win that race up there, or I shouldn't say it that way, you can't ask for a better candidate. She's run nearly a flawless race up there.
Well, and I'm sorry, but I don't see what Tony Weed brings except the Donald Trump endorsement.
Well, right.
Yeah. That's kind of it.
And as the Atlantic reported over the weekend, that tie-in to the staffer who's the one that booked the racist comedian for the Madison Square Garden event, people have to be looking at Tony Weed and saying, you're connected to this bunch?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we won't go that way.
Join Jane Matinere, Pete Schwaba, and Earl Ingram from 6 until 8 tonight. You can hear it across to our Civic Media News talkers all across the state of Wisconsin on broadcast radio. Imagine that. Or on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Android or Apple device. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. You can also stream it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like. Jane Matinere, fantastic. Pat Kreitlow, we'll see you at 8 o'clock tonight here at the election
desk. Catch some Z's.
By the way, one of our listeners says, you look a lot better, Todd, with Jane sitting next to you. I agree with that.
That's Andrew. I think that's Andrew.
All right, come on back. Going to talk to a first-time voter, Ms. Klein. That's Lauren Klein on Being a First-Time Voter right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Experience. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely. I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here on Election Day 2024. Again, many thanks to Jane Matt Nair and also Pat Kreitloaf for joining me there at the beginning of the show. Going to be a great evening tonight. Join Pete Schwabba and Earl Ingram and Jane Matt Nair beginning at 6 p.m. And then myself along with Mr. Pat Kreitloaf and a cast of wonderful Civic Media News personalities across the state will have every race covered for you. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines and welcome in a very special guest to me. I have known this young lady's parents for a long time. We worked at the Capitol together, have been legit friends for a long time. I remember when Lauren Klein was born, and a couple of days ago, she turned 18 years old. I cannot believe it, Lauren. And now here you are today, a first-time voter, joining us on her lunch break from high school in the greater Madison area, Lauren Klein. Lauren, thanks for taking time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is fantastic. And, you know, I've known you and your brother Parker, like I said, since you were born, which makes me feel pretty old. But tell me, you're the one that, I didn't force you to do this. You're the one that reached out to your mom or dad, right, and said, hey, maybe I can go on Todd's show tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm excited to vote for the first time. So wanted to talk about it. I've encouraged my friends to vote who are able to. It's really important.
It is super important. And I just really commend you because, I mean, how was it? You registered today at the polls when you voted?
Yes. So my mom and I went at about 6:48 in the morning.
Wow.
We got there. We're already about 30th person in line. There's a lot of people bright and early. It only took about 35 minutes in all. It took about 10 minutes to wait, 10 minutes to register, and then filled out my entire ballot, put it in.
Really cool. What was it like? How did you feel doing that? Was it scary? Was it exciting? What were your emotions going through that?
I think a little bit of all of them. Honestly, it's a little nerve-wracking just because it is a high-stakes election and because I feel passionate about a lot of the issues and candidates that are on the ballot. But I also felt excited and I had a sense of pride that I was able to use my vote as a way to speak up about things that I believe in.
I mean, you've heard your parents and I talk politics around your bar and your kitchen for a number of years. What did it feel like to go to the poll and know this was your voice today?
I think it felt really good, like knowing that it was something that I could kind of do on my own and express because it was something that I truly believed in. Mm-hmm. It just felt really like powerful almost.
Yeah.
And even though it's something so normal and small, it is such a privilege.
It really is. You don't have to if you don't want to, but your vote is private and it's your choice. But would you like to share who you voted for, or would you rather not?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I voted for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president.
And why did you do
that? Tammy
Baldwin.
Hmm? Honestly, after just like the past, I can remember a lot of Trump's term in office. And I don't like the way that his character is. A lot of his former staff members coming out against him, I think just really speaks to the way that not only a person is running a country, but is treating people closely around them. And I don't think we should have someone in executive office with that much power.
Wow. That's insightful. What are your friends who are 18 in school right now, Lauren, are they talking similarly? Is this something that young people your age are excited to go to the polls, or would you say they're more apathetic, kind of like, who cares?
I would say it's in a mix. We have a required government class at my school where we had to do a simulation last year. I would say the majority of kids at my school are excited to vote. Some people commented on the I'm voting sticker or I voted sticker that I'm wearing today and congratulated me, cheered.
That's awesome. That's so cool. I mean, like, I think you hit it earlier. It's empowering, right? Because I think so often that we think, you know, we watch the news or whatever, and it could get depressing. And we're like, oh, what can I do about it, right? And then when you go and you stand in line and you have that ballot and you mark it the way that you want to, it is empowering. I mean, it's your chance to do something about it, as Michelle Obama says.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that there's the best way to make your voice heard is to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people around you and in your community, especially for people my age that are so close to being 18, but who can't yet vote.
Right. Yeah. I mean, think about those people, like their 18th birthday is like next week. I mean, that has to like suck,
yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, I want to vote, but I can't. But you're mm-hmm. you're there. What do you think about? We have about 2 minutes left, Lauren. Speaking with Lauren Klein, first time voter here in the Madison area. What do you think for people your age, 18, 19 year olds? What are the top 2-3 issues that you're going to be voting on?
I would say, I think it's a mix depending on how people have grown up and what's impacted them and their families. But I hear a lot of people talk about women's rights, LGBTQ plus issues. And honestly, the economy, because, you know, post-secondary education is quite expensive, owning a home.
Well, again, you're super insightful because I think too often that we look at young people and say, oh, what do they know? And it turns out you guys actually know quite a bit. And I think you're deeper thinkers in many ways than your parents and I's generation. You're more informed. And for all the negatives maybe of devices out there, I think it does give you more information. And you come to the polling place today as more informed voters. And what you did today, Lauren, it just gives me hope. Honestly, I know you do this at your dinner table. What the best part of your day, Lauren, this is the best part of my day. And it's not going to get any better. Because like knowing you and being courageous and voting and coming on this show and saying why, best part of my day. So thank you very much for making my day.
Thank you for having me and letting me talk and share about voting.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we'll sit down with you and Parker and your parents, and we'll have a week in review after all this is over, and we'll work it out. But again, Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and congratulations. You got 30 seconds left. Anything I didn't ask you, you wanted to say?
I don't think so, other than just encouraging people to register and go out and vote. They still can. Your polls will close at 8, and stay in line.
Right? Stay in line. You got that right. You're amazing, Lauren Klein. You're super cool. We're going to have you back on soon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren Klein. Have a wonderful day, my friend. First-time voter. You want to feel good about America? Listen to somebody like that for a while. I'm pumped. I'm stoked. Come on back. Talk to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez right here on Election Day edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is Tuesday, November 5th of 2024, which means that it is Election Day. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and with me is Jason Muniaini, the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, and he's here explaining a bit of a shift we're seeing in voting styles in rural Wisconsin.
It's very interesting to see the increase in early in-person absentee, early voting, and in-person absentee voting, mail-in voting that's happening in rural areas. It's really encouraging that farm work didn't get the way of making sure that their voice counts and that their vote counts. We wanted to make sure that people got those votes in, and we're seeing that that's a trend across the country right now, that early voting is becoming much, much more popular.
Muniaini says that this early voting trend in rural Wisconsin is up nearly 50% from the 2020 election. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. A bit of a mix as we look at the markets today, but grain is trending in a more upwards direction as December corn contracts are up a penny at 417.5, and January soybean contracts are up 4.75 at 10.02. November 2025 soybean contracts are at no change, sitting at 10.35.25, while December wheat contracts are up 0.75 at 5.69.5. July wheat is down 0.75 at 6.03.75. Class 3 milk contracts are not where we want to see them, as December contracts are down 10 cents at 19.29 a hundredweight, and January contracts are down 12 cents at 19.39 a hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A dreary and soggy day today, with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Bach, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so
point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Bach.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special civic media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special Election Day edition. It is the 5th of November, 2024. Great day to be a Wisconsinite. No better Wisconsinite will you find than Wisconsin's fantastic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Sarah, welcome back to the program. We appreciate having you on. You're just, every time you've been on the show, you bring this energy, and it feels like jump arounds playing in the stadium. So thanks for coming on, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a great day. It's a great day to vote in Wisconsin.
It really is. Let's just start off at it right away. How are you feeling? I mean, I know you've been on the campaign trail with a number of people that are running nationally and here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, as one of the top Democrats in the state of Wisconsin, how are you feeling about your party going to the polls today?
So I think we've left everything on the field here in Wisconsin. We have had a really good ground game. I was knocking on doors just yesterday. I know there are teams going out today to make sure that people know where to vote, how to vote, all of those things. We're seeing some really fantastic signs, but we know the last 4 of the 6 presidential elections in Wisconsin were decided by less than a percentage point.
Yeah.
So we can't take our foot off the gas. We're going to have to keep talking to people, making sure that they vote, that they stay in line, that they know the polls are open until 8 p.m. today, and they can register to vote on the same day that they vote today. So even if you haven't done that before, this is the time. Such an important election, and Wisconsin is such a critical key state. You can't sit on the sidelines for this one. You got to get out there.
Got to be in the game, so to speak, here politically today. We were talking just before we came on. I had a family friend here, their daughter, Lauren Klein, on just before the segment right before you. She turned 18 a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you, I'm still just like, it's been the best part of my day so far, maybe the best part of my last couple of weeks, to hear that youth, but insight and excitement to vote, talking about how she was a little scared, but also excited to register at the polls today. But you know what? It was all good, and she enjoyed it. I know you have kids around that age as well.
I do. My son, he's just short. He turns 18 November 20th.
Okay.
And
wow.
So, yeah, he just missed the cutoff to be able to vote in this election. So he can vote in the next one. But he has a lot of friends. Who are seniors in high school right now that he's been talking to them. I've been talking to them. I've gotten several of them registered already to be able to go. And I know many of them are going with their parents today for the first time to vote. And they're really, really excited.
Yeah.
And I just think the youth are going to save us because they're so smart. They're so well-informed. They're open-minded and they are kind. And so I am really, really excited about what that's going to say for Wisconsin in terms of what that's going to look like for the youth vote. We know 18 to 25 is the least likely to vote traditionally, but we've seen really big increases in Wisconsin in that youth vote, and I'm hopeful that we're going to see that again.
And again, people could go, if they don't know where their polling place is at, still not too late, as you said, they can simply go to myvote.wi.gov. Again, myvote.wi.gov, and it'll walk you right through it. Just make sure you have a Wisconsin legal form of ID and also a proof of like a utility bill. And it doesn't have to be paper. It could be on your cell phone or whatever and show that way. You could register at the polls. But as you said, even if it's a long line, stay in line, because as long as you're in line at 8 o'clock, you are allowed to cast your vote.
The other thing that when I was knocking on doors the other day, I actually spoke to the daughter of an 89-year-old man who unfortunately fell that Friday before. And he was so disappointed, she said, that he wasn't going to be able to get to vote because he couldn't stand in line. Every single polling place has procedures for this. You can if you have a disability, you can absolutely go in and vote from your car. And so I can't tell you how excited he was that he was going to be able to vote. He hasn't missed a vote in years, and he was so disappointed that he was going to. I was like, absolutely. If you can get him in the car, he can vote. And so that's, it's really important to know that as well.
We're talking to Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Lieutenant Governor, you were so kind as to join Trivi Olson and I at the Democratic National Convention down in Chicago. And one of the things that Trivi and I just came away with being so impressed with you is, much like Vice President Harris, you talked about coalition building. And since that time, what have you seen? What coalitions have you seen Wisconsinites come together to get behind Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz to make this happen?
Well, what we're seeing is folks from all over the spectrum. You're seeing that youth vote. I will also say, when we're looking at some of these early polling areas, is you're looking at older women. My mom, she turns 80 this year. I was born in 1975, Roe passed in 1973. Yeah. She grew up in a pretty conservative household. Yet her and many of her friends who grew up very similarly are going to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz this, you know, today, or they've already voted for her. The other thing I wanted to mention is Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the first Democrats to be endorsed by the Farm Bureau here in Wisconsin. They know that she has supported them. They know that she's put legislation out there to make sure that they can thrive here in the state. And so that's something interesting as well, as we're looking across the state when we have such rural areas that we're trying to make sure that we're outreaching to.
I'm glad you brought up Senator Baldwin, because, you know, I'm a former Republican and left the party in 2011. As someone who helped run the first race against her when she was in Congress, she's a tough as heck candidate. She campaigns hard. And ever since that time, I have actually voted for her both in Congress and for U.S. Senate, because she's so good. I will tell you, Lieutenant Governor, I'm sure you probably already know this, I have high-ranking Republican friends that still talk to me in Republican politics in the state. When they have a constituent case, help with either a visa or a road or something that requires federal government, they don't tell their friends to call Senator Ron Johnson. They say, call Tammy, because she gets it done.
She does. She gets it done. She has worked so hard for Wisconsin, and she's done such a wonderful job. And there could not be such a big difference between these candidates, whether that's Kamala Harris and Trump, or whether that's Senator Baldwin and Hovde. I know what I want to make sure that we have here in Wisconsin, which is a bright future. And both of them, whether that's Senator Baldwin or Vice President Harris, have plans to make sure they can support the middle class, to make sure they can support farmers here in Wisconsin. And so I think that coalition is going to move forward positively. I also do see Republicans. I live in Waukesha County, pretty red county. I see some of my Republican friends who are not going to be voting for Trump and are going to be voting for Kamala Harris because of this. They don't know what happened to their Republican Party. Just like you said, you left it because it kind of left you. Yeah. And that this is something that they want to make sure, as they move forward as a party, that they can get rid of the Trump part of the party and rebuild again to have those conservative values that they have traditionally wanted.
I don't want to belabor this, Lieutenant Governor, but I want to give you a chance to speak to your fellow Democrats. I don't get this, but I know there's at least some sort of percentage out there of Democrats who, for whatever reason, feel like it's they're not feeling it to vote for Vice President Harris, and even to some degree Senator Baldwin, because in my view, they have kind of these smaller grievances. What would you say to your fellow Democrats who are hedging their bets in voting for Harris or Baldwin today?
So, especially in Wisconsin, where we are such a critical state, we don't have the luxury of sitting on the sidelines this time. You're never going to have a complete agreement with any candidate. I would suggest, if you want complete agreement with any candidate, you should run for office, because that's the only way that's going to happen.
Yes.
I don't have complete agreement with any candidate. Nobody does. But you have to look at, and we do have a two-party system mostly within the U.S. and within Wisconsin. That's how it's been designed. And so you have to look at those two parties and say, which matches my values? And for me, that is going to be Vice President Harris, and that's going to be Senator Baldwin. I know that they're going to care about the middle class, are going to be caring about some of the marginalized communities that I care about. And I don't see that coming out of the Trump campaign. I don't see that coming out of Hovde. They want to make sure that we have a national abortion ban. Both of them have been, said that before. It's really something that they're going to have to sit down and think about when they vote, about what kind of future they want for themselves, for their neighbors, for their kids, and vote for the most vulnerable person in your life.
Yeah.
And if that is something that you can think about when you're in that voting booth, I guarantee you that's Vice President Harris and Senator Baldwin and Democrats all the way down the ballot.
Could not agree more. It's always easier to deal with and negotiate someone that you agree with 85% of the time than 5% of the time, in my opinion. So I would say,
right.
And as Karen Hughes, former communication director for George W. Bush once said, every election comes down to a choice and perfect's not on the ballot. So you know that's something
perfect
too.
Is not on the ballot. It's not. And everybody has a right to be heard, and they have, right. They have their viewpoints. And, but you know what? Kamala Harris is going to listen to your viewpoints. If she disagrees with you, she's going to hear you. Same with Senator Baldwin. You're not going to get that from Trump or Hovde.
I want to bring this up, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez. You are married to a Latino. That culture is very much a part of your family. That's part of my family as well. What would you say to Wisconsin Latino voters, particularly in high-intensity places like Milwaukee or Madison, and many of our ag workers across the state? I mean, Latino community is enrichment, in my view, equally to Germans or Polish or anybody else in the state. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great, Lieutenant Governor. What would you say to those folks today?
So that they do make our state such a vibrant and wonderful place, and that we know that when immigrants come here from wherever, they're more likely to start businesses. They're more likely to put into our economy substantially. And you've got those ag workers up north. You've got people who have small businesses. I don't know if you've ever been to Delavan,
but
if you go downtown Delavan, there are so many Latino-owned businesses.
The food is fantastic, by the way.
And the food is fantastic, right. And so there's such an enrichment into our state and our culture, and we want to make sure we are a welcoming place to be. And when you hear some of that anti-immigrant rhetoric coming out of the Trump campaign, coming out of, you know, the Hovde campaign, that's really disappointing to me as somebody who's married to an immigrant and a naturalized citizen and has two children who, you know, we speak Spanish.
Yep.
You know, they are in classrooms where they're learning to be bilingual and biliterate to make sure that they
Good
can embrace
them.
That culture.
Yep.
It's very disappointing to me as a leader within the state of Wisconsin that kind of rhetoric, it also gives permission for others to use that type of rhetoric in Wisconsin. And I have so much faith in Wisconsinites and their welcoming nature that they're not going to allow that type of rhetoric to stand here.
About a little over two minutes left, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, leave it up to you. I know that you and Governor Evers, part of the inability to get some of the things done that you want done is not having a legislature to work with, number one.
Correct.
Where do you see these legislative races go? And also, wherever you want to go with this, is there anything I haven't asked you want to make sure to get in?
Well, for me, voting all the way down the ballot for Democrats, we know that they're going to be protecting our most marginalized communities. We know that they're going to be protecting a woman's right to choose. And if Governor Evers and I have, if we are able to flip the assembly, which there's a real chance to do that this year with our new fair maps, we're going to be likely having things that we've wanted to get across the finish line for a long time, whether that's fully funding our public schools, whether something that is really important to me as a clinician is expanding Medicaid or Badger Care here in Wisconsin. We are now one of 9 states across the country that has not expanded Medicaid or Badger Care, yet we are the only state that would actually save on our budget about $2 billion over the biennium. That's coming out of your taxpayer, you know, wallet.
Yeah.
We would be able to use those dollars to be able to expand the type of services we have here, to be able to protect our communities. A lot of those things we would be able to do in Wisconsin if we had a legislature that we would be able to work with.
About a minute left here. We were up in Green Bay, did the show up there last week, to peer Ashwaubenon, these big school referendums. And these are just to keep our schools open, not for big buildings, but keep the lights on, Lieutenant Governor. Meanwhile, the legislature under Republican control, we're sitting on $4 billion in the state coffers.
I know. And so then those school districts have to go for referendum and go and do these types of things when we have the dollars to be able to support our public schools as they are, because we are sitting on dollars within the state of Wisconsin. And so, and the governor did that within his budget. Mm. Every single budget, he has tried to increase the amount of dollars that we are giving to public schools, and every single time it gets stripped out by the Republican-led legislature. So I am very hopeful that we're going to be able to flip the assembly this election cycle. We can't quite do it on the Senate side because they're up every 4 years, not two. But next cycle, we could be able to do that.
And then we could jump around for real. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, you're always fantastic. So gracious with your time. You are part of what makes Wisconsin great. Thank you very much, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Stay tuned. Come on back. We have more on the other side right here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.com.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
In there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
A little Willie Nelson for you on an election day, the 5th of November, 2024. Nice job, Mr. Zommers. One of my favorite Willie songs there. Throw them out. If you don't like who's in there, throw them out. Today is election day, right? For how long have we stood on this show and so many others? People have called in and we've talked about, well, you know, sometimes I just feel like so distraught. What can I really do to change things? As Willie Nelson just said there, today's your day. If you don't like who's in there, throw them out. Go to the ballot box. If you want to change, vote. Go to myvote.wi.gov online. Again, my vote. .wi.gov. It'll walk you through exactly where to go to your local polling place, what to do, and we'll have it all set for you there. Be reminding you through the show. Polls are open in Wisconsin right now, all the way through until 8 o'clock tonight. As Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and many thanks for her graciousness with her time, reminded us just a moment ago, if you are in line by 8 o'clock, you have the right to vote. They cannot prevent you from voting. Better to get there earlier, but if you have to cut it, you know, down to the wire, If you're there at 7:58, 7:59, you're good to go. I might have to stand a while, so be prepared for that. And some of the weather across the state of Wisconsin, a little rainy. Might check in with Corey Hartman, our chief engineer and chief meteorologist. Corey, are we looking at, give me a thumbs up or down, is it severe weather yet, or we don't really know? Not so much. Not as big a worry as we thought. Well, that's good news. So just take a rain jacket right there. See, you never know. You get it all right here at the All Ball Show. You get a weather report. We got a chief meteorologist who's also our chief engineer. Always does a fantastic job, and we appreciate him along with our entire engineering team. Going to take a couple of calls here to finish out this hour. What are you hearing? What do you see? What are your thoughts on this election day? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have Tom listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, number 512 on the Near East Side.
Nice.
Morning at 11:48. Mm-hmm. I liked your story about a first-time voter. That was really awesome. When I first started voting, it was in the old-fashioned voting booths with the curtains and the levers, and it was all mechanical. But one thing I've been posting, I would say for the last 6 months on different Republican, you know, social media sites is, you know, your kids are watching your vote. Mm-hmm. They're watching your support for, you know, Trump or Harris. And, you know, what are you telling your kids if you're voting for Trump?
Yeah.
It's the only comment I have literally posted hundreds of times, and I've never gotten a response from anyone. It's the only one.
I think that's really insightful, Tom. And I go back to what Liz Cheney said during the January 6th committee hearings, when she said, you know, to paraphrase a bit, there will come a day when Donald Trump will be gone, but your dishonor will remain. And she was talking to, you know, Republicans in Congress who refused to admit the truth on this. But I would, you know, extend that particularly to Republican leaders in this state who have perpetuated this after everything that we've known. But the good news is, again, we can all be voters today, those of us who are legal citizens and able to vote, and do something about it, as Michelle Obama likes to say. So appreciate the call, Tom. Appreciate listenership, and keep her between the lines out there as you're driving around Wisconsin today. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Now is the best time to download it, because you'll get all set for our special election night coverage tonight. Your Apple or Android device, simply go to the App Store, type in CIVIC Media. It'll pop up a little CM logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free, the Civic Media app. You can hear our special Wisconsin Decides 2024 election coverage beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. Jane Matner, Pete Schwabe, Earl Ingram on the desk. And then after that, myself and Pat Kreitlow will take over, along with our fantastic Civic Media News Department around the state, to bring you national, state, and local coverage. Off the text line, a listener on WMDX here in Madison says, well, my wife heard that Kamala Harris was the presidential candidate. She was against her. I asked her to give her a chance, and she is now all in for Kamala Harris, unquote. Well, congratulations. See, sometimes just having a good discussion, listening to facts, weighing both sides, you know, against the other, I think that's healthy. And as we've been talking about so much recently on our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour, there are so many more things that unite us than divide us in this state. And we're being inundated even still today on Election Day with ads, you know, here on radio, on TV. I got my mail last night for the last 4 days. I think there were a dozen or so political flyers. Don't listen to them. Listen to your heart. Listen to your gut. Think to yourself, which of these two major candidates, Harris or Trump, would I want at my Thanksgiving table? Which of these two candidates, Hovde or Baldwin, would I want to hang out with my family, to watch my kids if I had to run to the grocery store? We know the answer. I believe in Wisconsinites. I think we inherently know who the candidates are that truly care about us in our state. And I would simply encourage, don't listen to even me. Listen to yourself. Your gut will tell you who to vote for if you haven't voted already. And then sit back, settle in, have a beverage, and listen to us here at Civic Media starting at 6 o'clock. Wisconsin Decides 2024. It is bound to be a historic night. It could be a long one. That's normal. Don't worry about it. And remember, if you're ticked off, do something about it. As Willie says, vote him out. Hour two straight ahead of the Civic Media Ready Network. Congressman, former Congressman Peter Barca on the other side of the Civic Media Ready Network.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.